Today, we're not really talking about a type of animal so much as a place that visitors can come and see and interact with many different types of wildlife, and that is the Nature Station, which has recently opened for the season. What would you like to begin with?
Well, I think, you know, the thing that makes a Nature Station kind of unique and kind of fun to visit is that it's in the middle of what we call the Woodlands Nature Watch area, which is one of the best wildlife viewing areas that you're going to find in Land Between Lakes, you know. And the thing that makes it such a valuable place to view wildlife is, one, there's a lot of roads and trails and lakes that you can kind of get around to see that wildlife, but also it has a number of diverse habitats, you know, river bottomlands, uplands, prairie, shoreline, lakeshore. These are all things that bring in all sorts of different wildlife. So if people want to go and see wildlife, this particular area is the best. It's about 7,000 acres that surrounds the Nature Station as the hub. And particularly in spring is a great time to see it.
So how long has the Nature Station been there?
The building itself was actually built for what was known as the Kentucky Woodlands National Wildlife Refuge. And the Kentucky Woodlands National Wildlife Refuge was basically the precursor to Land Between Lakes. It was designated that in the 30s by Franklin Roosevelt, and to bring back a lot of game species that we call common now: white-tailed deer, turkeys, beaver, even raccoons, Canada geese. So it was developed. So places like Hematite and Honker and some of even the trails were, you know, CCC projects, you know, Conservation Civilian Corps. And in the 30s. And so the whole idea about that area was to bring back wildlife, because even prior to the National Wildlife Refuge, it was an iron strip mine. You know, Land Between Lakes is known for its iron furnaces. If you've ever been out there, there's 8 furnaces that were active during the 19th and 20th, late early 20th century. And one of the largest ones was at the Nature Station. So like most mines, they go kind of boom and bust. It was taken over to try to restore back into native habitat, and many wildlife species were brought back in that particular area.
Or what kind of activities can you participate in there?
Well, you know, the Nature Station does a lot of natural history programming, a lot of general public program. Of course, we do schools and scout groups and church groups. But we're trying to get people out, introduce them back into the woods, particularly kids. So a lot of our programming deals with families with children. You know, I like to think that we're the first introduction to a lot of kids. We're entering such a digital age that there's a lot of disconnection with kids and the outdoors. And so it can be kind of a scary place for them. And I think we are kind of a friendly location that, you know, a 3-year-old, 4-year-old can get more accustomed to not only being in the woods, but seeing some of the wildlife that you'll see there.
About how many visitors do you get each year at the Nature Station?
You know, it's surprising. You know, we are about 45 minutes from most major towns, you know, Murray, Paducah, Clarksville, Hopkinsville, in our area, Paris. And despite our distances, the Nature Station gets about 50,000 visitors per year. If you look at other nature centers that are comparable to us, like the Salado Wildlife Center in Frankfort, or the Reflection Riding Nature Center in Chattanooga, or the Lichterman Nature Center in Memphis, that's very comparable. And those are in larger metropolitan areas.
For as long as I can remember, schools in the area have had basically dedicated programs to bringing their children to the Nature Station. How far back does that partnership go?
Well, we've been doing school groups really since the beginning. You know, Nature Station it started off in 1964 was when it got switched over. Our building got switched over to what they called the Center Station. And at that point, they started inviting school groups out there. It was pretty rudimentary, mostly nature hikes, pond prowls, getting people out into the surrounding woods. And then in the 80s, they started developing it more with its gardens, its backyard wildlife habitat demonstrations, and of course, our rescued wildlife that we have in the backyard.
Well, what events do you have planned for this season?
Well, you know, we try to have a lot of special events about every other weekend. We're trying to give people a good diversity of interest for them. A lot of them are geared towards children, but we do have a number of ones that tend to be for the older crowds that they like. Hummingbird Fest is always very popular. That we're going to celebrate our 25th anniversary of Hummingbird Fest. the thing that makes Nature Station kind of unique is we get close to 250 hummingbirds a day in just the one-acre backyard garden that we have. Being located in a national recreation area gives us a lot of advantages, and one of them is a lot of wildlife are attracted to our backyard.
Well, is there anything else you think listeners should know about the Nature Station?
Well, you know, I think that the Nature Station is a great starting point, but, you know, what I always like to encourage people to do, especially at this time of year, spring, when a lot of the wildlife is coming back, is to hit some of our trails. We have five loop hiking trails out there, including Hematite and Honker Trail. During the summer months, we rent canoes and kayaks so you can get out on the water. Honker Lake is one of the best wildlife viewing lakes that you're going to come across, with beavers and otters and eagles and osprey hanging out there all the time. I definitely feel like coming out to some of our special events like Cool Critter Day, which is our kids' festival, or Hummingbird Fest, is a good introduction to our area.